that.
Not those Lions. Three Lions we can get behind.
And he hoofed it.
There's more pressure being ratcheted up with a loss like that, of course.
Just getting the head boxed off, should that just kind of happen.
For all your Lions coverage this summer, download the OTB Sports app.
Okay, so we're going to talk about the GAA Championships this morning. Obviously, there's a lot of frustration with how things have gone in the Football Championship this year, and it feels like Groundhog Day. The difference this year is that somebody is trying to do something about Groundhog Day, and there is a special Congress going on later on this year. It was supposed to be part of a special Congress earlier this year fixing the Football Championship, but they postponed it because the GAA wanted meaningful in-person debate. They didn't want to sort this whole problem out via Zoom, basically. And what has happened is, through the Calendar Review Task Force, two proposals are going to go to the table this year at special Congress. What we've done is we have simulated a championship this morning based on how the 2021 summer would have looked if Proposal A was already in play, and how the 2021 summer would have looked if Proposal B was in play. So Proposal A, just to give you the format here, first of all, it is the Football League staying in its current place, but then using the finishing positions to determine seedings for the provincial championship. So it would still be league, provinces, all Ireland. The provinces would be changed in a significant way, though. Instead of having your uneven pools of teams, you would have four groups of eight. So some Leinster counties would switch to Munster and Connacht, and then one Ulster county would go to Connacht. So what would happen, and there's been a number of different ideas as to how they're actually going to rebalance the proposals. One of the suggestions has been that they are going to run preliminary games for these based on seedings from the National League. So we can have a look at what the preliminary fixtures would have been this year if we base this on league standings. So this is obviously the bottom six teams in Leinster playing off on a seeded basis versus, and then also the bottom two teams in Ulster playing off against one another. So on screen we have Offaly versus Wexford, Longford versus Carlow, Wicklow versus Louth, and then the Ulster playoff would be Cavan versus Antrim. So a couple of those teams, a couple of the losers from the Leinster preliminary round are going to be told to go off to Munster. It's kind of like having the sorting hat on your head in Hogwarts and being told you're not getting into Gryffindor, you're off to Hufflepuff with you, and you're not good enough to be involved in Leinster anymore. You're not good enough to be involved in Ulster anymore. So I would have it here that Offaly, Longford and Louth will be the winners of those Leinster games. Just for argument's sake, that's what we're going to go for. And I'm going to say that Cavan have beaten Antrim in that Ulster preliminary round. So Wexford and Carlow, congratulations. You're part of the Munster Football Championship now. Wicklow and Antrim, even bigger congratulations, you are part of the Connacht Football Championship. So let's have a look at how the provinces would look then as a result of this. We'll start with the Munster Championship, and what they're going to do is they're going to split the eight teams into two groups of four. They've suggested that this will be done on a seeded basis. So Group A is seeds 1, 3, 5, 7, and the opposite for Group four, Group B. So Group A is Kerry, Cork, Tip and Wexford. Group B is Clare, Limerick, Waterford, Carlow. Every team plays one another once, round robin, World Cup style, whatever you want to say. The initial problem there, as you can see, is that Kerry are going to be playing Wexford. Is this really the solution? That we're going to see pastings continue to happen, but even
Do we know? I presume Wexford are given equal status. It's not like Galway, who never get a home game in the Leinster Hurling Championship. Like
we don't know for that, but I would assume so.
Wexford Park would be so.
That would be great, wouldn't it? That would make sense. And then obviously the opposite there, Clare, Limerick, Waterford, Carlow. So for argument's sake, I'm just going to go through these to tell you who gets through. So the top two teams will go to the provincial final. So the top from A to the top from B, I have this down as Kerry versus Clare. The bottom teams, the bottom in A and the bottom in B, will be relegated to the Tailteann Cup. So I have this down as Wexford and Waterford. We'll come back to that in a moment. And then the middle four teams will go into round one of the qualifiers for Sam Maguire. So Cork, Tip, Limerick and Carlow.
So you have the Munster Championship happens.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a final?
There is a provincial final, yeah.
Okay, so the top two teams.
Top two teams. And then the winner of the provincial final will also get a further leg up in terms of getting deeper into the championship. Two byes, essentially, if you want to put it that way. And the beaten provincial finalists will also have a bye into round three of the qualifiers. Essentially, the quarterfinals, you'll be guaranteed a quarterfinal place if you win your province. And if you lose your provincial final, you'll essentially be in the last round of the qualifiers. We'll quickly run through what all the other provinces would look like. Leinster will be a little bit slimmed down. Group A will be Dublin, Meath, Laois, Longford. Group B will be Kildare, Westmeath, Offaly, Louth. That I would have down as a Dublin-Kildare final. Longford and Louth would drop into the Tailteann Cup. Meath, Laois, Westmeath, Offaly into the qualifiers. Ulster also slimmed down. Donegal, Armagh down. Fermanagh will be one group. Tyrone, Monaghan, Derry, Cavan will be the other. The Ulster final, as I see it, would be Donegal, Tyrone. The Tailteann Cup teams would be Fermanagh and Cavan. And this is another little hitch that I can see. I can see the Tailteann Cup winners in this format being an Ulster team the majority of the time. Cavan in the Tailteann Cup, possibly too strong for the Tailteann Cup. The qualifiers, Armagh down, Monaghan and Derry go in there. Connacht then will be beefed up as a result of the added teams that they've got. Group A will be Galway, Mayo, Leitrim, Antrim.
Ooh.
Group B will be Roscommon, Sligo, London, Wicklow. So Mayo, Roscommon, Connacht final. Galway, Antrim, Wicklow, Sligo into the qualifiers. And then the Tailteann Cup would have Leitrim and London going into it. So if we just move it on, I think, is it the Tailteann Cup next? Yeah, so the Tailteann Cup, we'll just have a quick look at the bracket here. This is just an open draw that I put together. You'll notice that New York are in there. In both proposals, New York are being looked after as a Tailteann Cup team. It doesn't seem like they will take part in the Connacht Championship in this proposal. They might take part in the Connacht Championship in Proposal B, which we'll get to in just a moment. So as you can see, just with a random draw there, the Cavan and Fermanagh side of the draw, even Longford on that side, looks particularly strong. And you would expect that side of the draw to come out on top throughout that. There will probably be an anomaly most years where a team like Cavan just plummets and finds their way in there because they can't get out of their group in Ulster.
And we have to assume, like when we spoke with Enda McGinley, referred to this as the Losers' Cup, and do the Cavan footballers, having won Ulster as recently as last season, do they stick around, care about the Tailteann Cup? Does that excite the supporters? Will Kingsman Breffni be heaving for the visit of New York?
Well, if they get to go to New York, I'm sure that everybody will go. That would be the sweetener. But that is the real issue. And that is something I just feel sometimes that that will be the reality.
Yeah.
And it's going to be really difficult to actually find out how that's fixed. The Tailteann Cup, you would assume, needs to be on All-Ireland final day.
Those teams in the Tailteann Cup will have had 3 championship matches. Mm-hmm. And likely because they're not particularly strong, it could be 3 defeats in most cases.
Yeah, because they'll have finished bottom of their group.
Mm.
So, yeah, and you would assume that there would be a couple of pastings as well dished out in pretty much all of those groups. There's really no group there but that don't have a big hitter in there that can do a lot of damage to a Division 4 team. So that will happen. That's the reality. Let's have a look then at how the qualifiers would have looked. So round one of the qualifiers, again, this is a random draw. What I've done is I've kept teams away from other teams in their province. And I assume that's how it will be done in reality. So we've got Sligo against Down. The teams in green are the ones that I've put down as the winners. Galway to beat Derry, Laois to beat Wicklow, Armagh to beat Offaly, Monaghan to beat Cork, that would be a cracking tie, Carlow to lose to Antrim, Meath to beat Tip, and Westmeath to beat Limerick. Down as the winners against Sligo, by the way, in that one. You just roll it through it again.
So you get one extra game if you get beaten in the qualifiers first round.
Yeah.
That's your season over.
And then round two, it's just the same teams again, completely open draw. Monaghan versus Down, Monaghan to win. Galway to beat Meath. Sorry, Tommy, I know he's listening in. Armagh to beat Laois, and then Westmeath to beat Antrim. And then those winners go into the next round, and they go up against the beaten provincial finalists. So as you can see there's a couple of good ties, in particular Tyrone against Galway, which would be a very, very good tie. And then the 4 provincial winners then await.
So, did any of these teams come through from the first round of the qualifiers? They didn't. Some of them are second. The Westmeath or Clare, did they come through the first round of the qualifiers?
But the 4 teams there came through the first round of the qualifiers.
So you could have played 6 matches to get to this point?
Yeah.
Right.
3, 4, 5, 6. Well, this would be your 6th match, wouldn't it?
The one on the screen.
The one on
Sorry.
The left, yeah.
So you had 6 matches to get to an All-Ireland quarter-final,
yeah,
against a team who's played 3 matches.
4, because they'll have won their provincial title as well.
Oh, provincial final as well. Sorry, yeah, 4.
So, okay. The thing is here, if we're hoping for these structures to drastically change the course of Sam Maguire, it's obviously not going to happen. You can see there that you do have those 4 big teams kept apart.
And sorry, if you win your provincial title, you could be waiting a month before the All-Ireland quarter-final as well. eventually, if you've got three matches in between.
Yeah, I would assume what will happen is that your provincial final happens on round one or round two of the qualifiers.
Okay, that's only
1 week, so I don't think that's too much of an issue. It'll probably be the round one of the qualifiers, and then you have maybe a rest week, or maybe round two, and then you have a rest week, and then you're into your quarter final. And I don't think anybody needs me to explain what happens after that. It's a pretty straight-up bracket.
Dublin win.
Correct. Dublin win and Kerry Dublin final. Not too different to how people might actually be calling it this year. So that's proposal A. That's the more complicated of the proposals.
And just like this was the proposal that it seemed was gathering the most momentum pre-COVID. There was definitely a sense that the four provinces of eight was going to be the one that had the political support from people at Congress to get through, right? Just bear that in mind, that I definitely, from speaking with various people around the country, the strength of the provincial councils and the provincial championships was being ratcheted in forever. Mm-hmm. And that was that, what you've just described there, was going to be the football championship for us for, you know, the foreseeable, really.
That's interesting that you said. Like, I haven't really spoken to too many people who'll actually be voting on this. I think proposal B is one that maybe has more of the momentum now, or certainly started to build a bit of momentum.
Things have changed.
Yeah, because the league was really good this year. And proposal B...
New information came to light.
Exactly. New information came to light. And B would see the provincial championships being moved to earlier in the year as standalone competitions. There's been a little bit of detail on how these provincial championships would actually operate. So the GAA have said that the Leinster Championship, or the GAA have suggested that the Leinster Championship should consist of one round robin group of six and one round robin group of five, and then the Ulster Championship would be a group of five and a group of four. There was no specifics, as far as I could see, on how they want to see the Munster and Connacht run. I presume it's also just one group of a round robin championship rather than knockout. So that's how they see it. And I think the reason why they're doing that is because they can say to the provinces, you can have extra games. You can have this. Sure, it's not going to be in the summer. It'll be in February, March. But you'll have more games. So those finances that you're worried about, you'll be able to claw a bit of that back. So effectively, proposal B is moving the league to the summer, just flipping the provincials and the league around. What you will have is a bunch of preliminary quarterfinals. So the top five teams in Division 1 are safe. They're into the Sam Maguire. They're going into the All-Ireland Championship. The top three teams in Division 2 are also going to be going through. Then the top team in Division 3 and the top team in Division 4. So what you will have then is the...
Can I just say, everybody's in Sam Maguire. Everybody.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah. So that's the key selling point. And one of the big problems that we've had footballers from various teams, and they're like, look, I wouldn't be interested in a B championship if I knew I was in the B championship from the start of the year. At the start of the year, when you gather off books in October and it's completely under the radar and you're not allowed to be doing the collective training sessions, but we all know you're doing it anyway, you're doing it because you're actually in with a chance. If you're in a Division 4 team and you win Division 4, you're in the All-Ireland quarterfinals or preliminary quarterfinals, or last 16. So everybody's in. Everybody's bought the lottery ticket.
Everybody's bought the lottery ticket. It will be interesting that it'll be unbelievably high stakes from Division 1. Three teams from Division 1 will not progress to the knockout stages of the All-Ireland Championship. So it just makes the league format all the more important. But as you're right, the language needs to change around this. I'm still in the headspace of the league is influencing the Sam Maguire destination. No, it's
league
not that. The league
the
is the championship, you know, and that's something that maybe we need to change if this does come to fruition. It's just those sort of attitudes that are obviously quite baked in. So what you would have is you'd have a preliminary quarterfinals, first of all, and this would be the four lowest ranked teams who have progressed to the next round. So from the bottom up, you'd have the Division 4 number one team, the Division 3 number one team, and then teams number 2 and teams number 3 from Division 2. So on screen here, we have those preliminary quarterfinals from this year. Again, this is not an exact science because the leagues were split in half. I had to do a little bit of guesswork here. But if these were eight-team divisions, I suspect it would have been Kildare versus Antrim in one preliminary quarterfinal. So that's the number two team in Division 2 versus the number one team in Division 4.
So hang on, preliminary quarterfinals is actually last 16, essentially.
Last 12, let's say.
But, if you had a bracket, it would look like last 16. There's only 12 teams left, but they're filtering into... Okay, so... Kildare finished where?
Kildare came second in Division 2. Antrim came first in Division 4. Meath came third in Division 2. Derry came first in Division 3.
So only the winners of Division 3 and Division 4 make it to this stage?
Correct.
Okay, right, brilliant. Like, it's not perfect, but it's a vast... So bear in mind, how many games have Kildare and Antrim played to get to this point?
7.
In the summertime?
Yeah.
At home, 3 of those or 4 of those games, depending on the year.
Yeah.
So an absolutely full casement eventually, an absolutely full new bridge eventually. Let's go to Navan and Celtic Park. They're rammed in high summer.
Yeah.
Like... Saturday evening, Sunday afternoon, everybody's at these games. It's full championship. Like, all the under-20s are available. There's no internal strife about it because the seasons have been perfectly worked out. And at the end of the summer, when everybody is fully conditioned, Meath play Derry in knockout with a place in the All-Ireland quarter-final, having had loads of games to get ready and decide their style of play. And likewise, Kildare playing Antrim after the league campaign.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's actually... Yeah, and it's, this is actually the last... 10 actually, if I'd actually done my maths correctly, rather than the last 12. So you're in the top 10 teams in the country, essentially, and everybody has the option to get there. If you just roll it on, then the winners there, I've kind of like picked the Division 2 teams as the winners there, naturally, and they would move into the quarterfinals, which I assume would be seeded. Again, this is just an assumption on my part.
I think it has to be seeded, and I think that's the key to making the league matter in Division 1, right? Mm-hmm. So it absolutely has to be seeded. There's like... and is it possible that you can have home advantage for All-Ireland quarterfinals? Like, why not?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a massive...
Bring the show to Croke Park then for the last 3 games? Like, I think it's definitely worth...
Can I make one other wrinkle?
Yeah.
There's like, it's 7 matches you'll play, isn't it, in the 4 divisions of 8?
Yeah.
So 3 home, 3 away, and 1 match in Croker. How does that sound?
It's
so every Saturday and Sunday, there are matches in Croker from the start of the league campaign. In the summertime, so you're filling Croker if you want with like a team from Division 4, 2 teams. So Leitrim get to play in Croker, Longford get to play in Croker. Everybody gets to play in Croker at least once in there's a bit of fixture shenanigans to work out, but you get 3 home, 3 away, 1 game in Croker. Does that sound like a disaster?
No, and what you could do is, because all those games in Croker, you could essentially have them all on the same weekend, and you could elongate. You could have like a Division 3 takeover of Croke Park, whatever, for a weekend or something, and then the next week could be Division 4 or whatever. There's a lot of really good creative ideas like that could make this thing go to the next level. The seeds thing, we're not sure if that's in there or not, but I think that if they're going to base the preliminary quarterfinals on your seedings, then it makes sense to have the actual quarterfinals based on the seedings. As you saw there, Kerry had just pipped Dublin to the number 1 seed in this year's championship. So they have Meath rather than Kildare. And again, people know the rest when it comes to these sort of things.
So I think we should just explain that. So who would Kerry have played already before they get to an All-Ireland quarterfinal? They would have played Mayo, Dublin, Donegal, Tyrone, Armagh.
Next year, yeah. Those would be the teams.
And there's 2 more. Oh, they'd play Kildare in Division 1 and they'd play...
They'd play Kildare in Division 1 and did Monaghan stay up? Monaghan stayed up, yeah.
So they're the 7 games that we would have seen Kerry play. 3 in Killarney, 3 away from home, and potentially 1 in Croker if we were to add that wrinkle.
Mm-hmm.
In high summer, think of all the possibilities. Like, suddenly, fantasy makes sense. You can have a proper fantasy campaign. It's like an 8 match where you pick your team. Like, that's one thing. You can have all-stars from the 4 divisions. You can insist on the TV broadcasters showing a Division 4 match. And actually, everybody's going to watch it. Like, good quality football. We've seen... When Louth played Offaly, it was some of the best quality of match because the two teams were very close to each other and there was drama. There was an uncertainty of outcome. And that's all people want when they're sitting watching sport on TV.
The other wrinkle to this then is what happens with the Talton Cup. So essentially, the top team, so Derry and Antrim, who've come out of Division 3 and 4, everyone except for them is going to take part in the Talton Cup. So these are the teams, plus New York. Again, you'd have the likes of Cavan in there, but everybody else would go in there. What it would be is a preliminary quarterfinals, 7 games plus 1 team who gets a bye, a quarterfinals, a semifinals, and a final. I'm not sure. I often think that New York would probably be thrown in the preliminary almost every single time as a way of getting them involved early. And then there's just a tiny wrinkle here is that the top team only in Division 3, and same with Division 4. Will be promoted. The top team in Division 3 will be promoted automatically to Division 2 for the following year with the Talton Cup winners. Now, if a Division 4 team wins a Tarleton Cup, the second place team in Division 3 will be the team promoted to Division 2 the following year. So if you come second in Division 3, basically, you're not guaranteed to get promoted to the Tarleton Cup because there is a promotion place siphoned off for the Tarleton Cup winner, assuming it's not the number one
That's
team.
That's complicated.
It's a little bit, yeah. Like it increases
a proper,
the incentive for the Tarleton Cup.
Yeah. What if you have a brilliant league campaign, finish second in Division 3, and then get beaten because of a referee indecision or a sending off or a missed penalty or something? That's harsh, right?
I guess it is.
Do you have to reward the winners of the Tarleton Cup with a place? I mean, you could reward them with a place in Sam Maguire the next year as a pre-prelim. Yeah. I mean, it's a bit ridiculous, isn't it?
Like, that's the whole point, is that you're in Division 2, therefore you're in Sam Maguire next year, and that's why automatic promotion is given. And I guess it's about connecting the league and the championship again, making sure that those two things kind of have a very close relationship rather than being
Is the winning of the Tarleton Cup not enough in itself? There needs to be there's like a massive holiday fund or something.
That's going to be one of the key conversations about how they actually make it more attractive for everybody involved, for people to want to watch it, for the players to want to play in it. And All-Ireland Final Day, I think, and I think next day is writing down in the Irish Times this morning as well, is a key point in all of that. Now, of course, there is a third option here. There is a third option open to those people who will be at Special Congress later this year, and that is to do nothing. That is to leave things as they are and to not take any of these. And Larry McCarthy, speaking at the qualifier draw yesterday, said, inevitably, when you've an open draw, you're going to have one-sided contests. When you've got a Tier 4 against a Tier 1 team, it's going to happen. We're going to have a robust debate. The Fixtures Review Committee is up for discussion in the autumn. It'll give us an opportunity to review it. But any unwieldy scores like that, Mayo Leitrim, are challenging. But I wouldn't push the panic button yet. So GA President, not in a state of panic just yet about what we're seeing. I just wonder if we're going to get to the Special Congress at the end of the year, and there will be enough people invested in the current state of the provincial championships.
Well, I don't know what the state of the... I don't actually know what the... So we were supposed to have a change before the pandemic hit. So last season and this season isn't real. What is the Super 8's gone? 100% gone?
It didn't get its 3 years of trial. So
what would the status quo actually be? The qualifiers without...
The Super 8's, I would suspect.
And the Tarleton Cup?
Yeah.
Right.
Or maybe the Super 8's thrown in as well, but like either way, it's not necessarily the most attractive prospect.
That'd be a pig's mickey.
Yeah, no, I think the proposal would be, of all the available opportunities for the GEA next year, I think is definitely the best option to be taken. I would be really interested to see as well, those the provincial championships, do they die in the vine earlier in the year? Or is there actually like this sense of pride about the teams who are in danger of being beaten by an underdog? Where Dublin are like... When they eventually get beaten by Kildare, for example, in the cold nights of February, that the next year they come out and they're like, screw you, Kildare, we're coming out and we're actually going to try and hammer you. Like that there will be a real sense of actually trying to win these things because it is your proper pre-season, people will be fighting for places in teams. There is this, obviously, the fear out there that they completely die because they are pre-season or they will be deemed to be pre-season. But I just wonder if that will actually be the case.
Okay. I think Tommy is with us on Skype. Tommy, how do the Meath people feel about this?
Jerry, how you doing? I think the way you guys have... Never mind the Meath people. I think there's clearly one proposal there that's a lot better than the other. I'd love to not talk about Proposal A at all because I just think it's such a waste of time doing that. It's such a natural thing to have each of the provinces all lined up with 8 teams in each. But like... We need to move beyond that. We need to move something closer to Proposal B.
It feels unnatural, though, to have Antrim in the Connacht Football Championship, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I think that's their really slow way of eviscerating the power of the provincial championships. What was really disappointing at the weekend, that you had somebody with the power of Jim McGuinness coming out and talking about the importance of history and the importance of the provincial championships. Quite selfish, I thought. We're all going to have to give up a little here to actually fix the football championship. I've been very lucky to go to a couple of games this year. Not one of them have been competitive. I know there's only 12 counties left, but there's a chance that we're going to have, like, the Meath-Dublin game could very well not be competitive this weekend. Who knows what Kildare-Westmeath is going to go like. And then you're left with the last 8 teams. But regardless of that, I don't really care about the competitiveness. I'm looking at the Leitrim lads walking off the pitch the last day. Like... What is the use of that? What is the point? So I think the GEA has to do something here to fix fix the football championship, make it a better product for people at home, and allow the smaller counties to be able to progress. So I think it needs to be something closer to the proposal B. It has to be.
The players, it's a players' organisation, and at its heart, it's a players' organisation. And actually, the point you're making about the Leitrim footballers, either we value the fact that playing for your county means something or it doesn't. It means a ritual humiliation in front of your own people year in, year out, and we scrabble around trying to find people to volunteer to be the next one over to get machine gunned. Or we actually say, yeah, we do value that, and you can have a brilliant career where you can win a Division 3 or a Division 4 and get into Division 2 and improve the stock of the whole county and compete in big games. Maybe you reverse seed, so the Division 3 and the Division 4 winners get a home game in the preliminary round of 16. They do that in the wild card in the NFL, where the team who randomly qualifies, who just squeaks in, gets a home game. It's like, well, this is unfair, but actually it's brilliant because it leads to uncertainty of outcome. So...
yeah. Look, you're going to be speaking to Wexford boss Shane Roach in a couple of minutes' time. They had a good experience against Dublin. They had them at home in Wexford Park. I wonder how that game would have gone in Croke Park.
OTBAM is brought to you by Gillette. Good morning. Start with Gillette. Put your best face forward with their new and improved razors. I think we are officially on the option B. Is that what the language is? Option B?
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's the official language, but that's certainly Plan B is what we have suddenly christened it. Yeah,
let's go to Plan B.